I just learned what mulligan meant. Okay. Formed in 2007 by Scott McCoy and Steve Wynn, the baseball project began as a way for a couple of fans to pay musical tribute to our national pastime. But the baseball project has since blossomed into a full-fledged, much-loved band in its own right, one which currently includes drummer Linda Pittman and REM's Peter Buck and Mike Mills on its official roster, and one whose following and creativity has steadily grown with each release and tour. With 17 new songs about baseball, their latest release, Third, adds wonderfully to the musical repertoire, started with 2008's Volume 1, Frozen Ropes and Dying Quails, and 2011's Volume 2, High and Inside. The group will be playing tonight at Helsinki Hudson in Hudson, New York at 8 o'clock. You can find out more information by going to helsinkihudson.com. Scott McCoy, Steve Wynn, and Linda Pittman join us live from the Linda this morning. Thank you very much for being here. I appreciate it.
Great to be here.
Thanks for
very
having
nice to have you all here. So Scott, let us begin with you of how this whole thing got started.
Steve and I had both individually, unbeknownst to each other, fantasized about doing an album of baseball songs. And when we discovered that we had the same fantasy, we decided to do it together. And that kind of got things rolling, because otherwise we probably would have just talked about it and never done anything.
These things go.
Yeah. Right, as the way it usually goes in life. And Steve, what I find interesting is that, and I know this when we have done various baseball programs and so forth, the repertoire really isn't that deep when it comes to baseball music, is it?
You mean as far as like the subject matter?
Yeah, I mean,
what exists already?
Yeah.
There's some good ones out there, but we've probably
we've tripled the entire catalog worldwide.
Yeah. I mean, they're certainly, you know, we've done a lot more than anybody else has ever done before about baseball, but there's so much more to write about. I think, you know, that it's very hard for, you know, after all this time, for any band to lay claim to any one thing and say they did the most of this or the best of that, but we can definitely say we have written more songs about baseball than any other band in rock and roll history.
More than
I like that.
Except
now,
maybe
right?
Ernie Harwell. He's written a lot, apparently.
Is that right? Yeah.
I think he did write a lot of songs.
And Dizzy Dean. That's Wabash Cannonball over and over.
Right.
And it's safe to say you're all baseball fans. You wouldn't be doing this if you didn't love the game.
No, we're doing it for the money.
Yeah, well, obviously.
Yeah.
Why else would you be here on the avenue at
11:30
in the morning?
No, we are huge fans, for sure. Yeah.
And so your team?
I grew up with the Giants, but also follow the A's and the Mariners.
Oh, great. You know, all right.
Of all the places I've lived, you know.
And Steve?
Yankees and Dodgers.
Yankees?
Primarily Yankees.
Yeah. Depending on what coast you're on, I assume.
Well, I was born and raised in L.A., so if you talk about the younger me, a Dodger fan, and the more elder me would be a Yankee fan. And that's where I am right now.
And Linda?
I'm a Twins fan.
Oh,
but
great.
I also follow the Mets and Yankees.
Awesome. So yeah. That New York connection as well.
Yeah. Yes. Steve and I live in New York now, so that's why we've adopted.
You can walk to Citi Field from their house. It's awesome.
Yeah.
That's really great.
Yeah.
You're going to play for us. You're going to be at Club Helsinki Hudson tonight at 8 o'clock. And so the first song is, all of the songs actually going to be performing this morning are off the new album, which I mentioned is Third, which came out earlier this year. And tell us a little bit about the song you're going to be doing next.
This
box
song
scores.
Is called Box Scores, and it's reading box scores is one of my greatest pleasures in life. And it has been since I was a little kid. So I finally decided to pay musical tribute to that fact.
All right.
Yeah.
Here we go.
In the early grade school morning, I heard the paper hit the door, and I would pour a bowl of Lucky Charms and devour the Sporting Green. Then when I was a young man, a cup of coffee in my hand, forget about myself, forget everybody else. I keep my eye on the sparrow, I keep my focus pretty narrow. I listen to the music and read books about its makers. I read books about baseball, the swingers and the takers. But what I love even more is poring over box scores for half an hour every day. I let the box scores, let the box scores have their way. 'Cause it's like meditation. Forget about your problems. Take a mind vacation in the numbers and the columns. Stats and players may fade away. Too many for this one brain. But every summer, every day, the box scores keep me sane. I keep my eye on the sparrow. I keep my focus pretty narrow. I listen to the music and read books about its makers. I read books about baseball, swingers and the takers. But what I love even more is poring over box scores for half an hour every day. I let the box scores, let the box scores have their way. 'Cause I don't need a website recap, no highlights on ESPN. Baseball tonight is out of sight, but the box score is my best friend, yeah it is. Cause I can play the whole game through. I can watch it in my mind. The box score tells the whole truth. That's the way it was designed. And when the last newspaper goes, we'll just read them on our phones. It'll never be quite the same, but the box score will remain. I keep my eye on the sparrow. I keep my focus pretty narrow. I listen to the music and read books about its makers. I read books about baseball, swingers and the takers. But what I love even more is poring over box scores for half an hour every day. I let the box scores, let the box scores, let the box scores, let the box scores have their way.
Man, that sounds great. The Baseball Project from their new album, Third, they're going to be at Helsinki Hudson tonight in Hudson, New York. 8 o'clock showtime, HelsinkiHudson.com for more information. Tell me a little bit about the writing of the songs. How do you break up those duties?
Steve and I usually start them separately, and then we sort of tidy them up together right before we record them.
Do you like the tidying up part?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really different process than other bands we've ever been in because, you know, usually when you're in a band, you write songs, you're digging deep in your soul and letting things land where they might. This is more like a newspaper editorial board. We get together and we say, who are we going to write about this time? And Scott's like, I got a Henry Aaron song. And I'll say, what's your angle on Henry this time around? You know, and we kind of try to figure out the stories we want to tell. And because we're all baseball fans, we're able to sort of banter back and forth and, you know, try to find those directions.
So you talk about the baseball stories that you want to tell. So the next song you're going to play is about a very interesting player who has an incredibly unique distinction. So you come across the story and you decide to tell it how.
Yeah, this song's about a guy named Larry Yount. And baseball fans might recognize the last name. He's the brother of Robin Yount.
Right.
And we heard this story when we went to the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown a few years back. And one thing that happens all the time when you're in a band that writes songs about baseball is people come up to you every day and say, I've got the song for you. You got to write a song about it. And they're generally good ideas because people who care that much about the game have good ideas. we get it all the time. And we went to the Hall of Fame, and a guy there said, this is a great song subject. Larry Ount is the only pitcher in the baseball record book to have appeared in a game and never thrown a single pitch.
Right. Never faced a batter, right?
Well, he did not face a batter. He went in for his warm-up pitches, came out of the bullpen. Well, we tell the story in the song. But,
okay.
But it was such a good story. And strangely enough, I mean, since all of us are into baseball trivia and arcana, and especially 70s stuff, it was strange we had never heard this story.
No.
But it's a great one.
All right. So let's hear the story. It's Larry Ount from the new album Third from the Baseball Project.
My name is Larry Ount, and my story doesn't rise like a ripple on the tide. Late night I think what might have been, what might have been. The older of two brothers and the first to break from home, after years down in the minors, called up to the Astrodome. Houston, I was warming in the pen. Skipper said it's time to come in. I took my warm-up tosses and I felt something snap. They pulled me out and they sent me down, and that was that. I never made it to the bigs again. That's where the story ought to end. My name is Larry Ount, and my story doesn't rise like a ripple on the tide. Late night I think what might have been, what might have been. The reason you might know my name is because of my brother's fame. 3 years past my one day in the show, Robin got called up and he never let it go. After 20 years had passed, 3,000 hits had been amassed. Robin hit the Hall of Fame and immortality. Some band wrote a song about me. My name is Larry Ount, and my story doesn't rise like a ripple on the tide. Late at night I think what might have been, what might have been. Sometimes at the holidays we'll sit there with our kids. They walk past all the trophies and ask about the things he did. Uncle Robin, what's it like? Uncle Robin, tell us more about the World Series games and statistics and the scores. Sometimes it tears me up inside. Though I can't help but feel pride, I find I'm back in Houston once again, thinking about the things that might have been. My name is Larry Ount, and my story doesn't rise like a ripple on the tide. Late at night I think what might have been. My name is Larry Ount. My name is Larry Ount. My name is Larry Ount.
Oh, that is incredible. Larry Ount, it is from the Baseball Project and their new album, Third. And about 2 years, two, 3 years it takes you for each album, it seems?
Yeah, because we all do a lot of other things. We're all in many bands.
So, day jobs.
And, you know, it works out about right because that gives you time to kind of think of some good stories and you know, build up a little catalog of songs to look at.
Now, give us an idea. Mike Mills, who is not here, but will be at Helsinki
tonight.
Hudson, yes, tonight, about the REM connection. Peter Buck, Mike Mills, you were with the group.
Yeah, I played with REM from 94 to 2012 when they disbanded. So,
yep.
You know, obviously we're all real good friends, and Peter and I tend to play in many bands together. And there could be at least five or six in any given time, really, that we're in together. So when Steve and Linda and I started doing the Baseball Project record, you know, it was just natural for Peter to join in, you know. And he's not quite as big of a baseball nut as we are, but he knows quite a bit actually about baseball, and he just likes to play music. So he'll be joining us at some shows on this tour, but Mike has become the sort of the go-to bass player for touring, and now is, you know, playing on the records as well,
right, for, yeah, recording.
And
actually,
he's a huge baseball fan. He's,
yeah,
as big,
yeah,
a fan as, yeah, Scott and Steve.
So what is it like traveling? I mean, is it just baseball trivia back and forth, or
actually a lot of fantasy baseball managing?
There's a lot of that going on.
A lot of teams. Yeah. Well, all four of us are in a fantasy baseball league together, so there's a bit of that going on. And we actually do talk about the games. I like that we did a tour a couple of years ago where neither Peter nor Mike could do the tour, and a friend of ours named Sal Maeda plays bass, various bands. He toured with us. And I saw him recently, and he said, you know, people ask me what it's like to tour the Baseball Project. It's the greatest gig ever. You just talk about baseball music all day long. That's kind of
and
it,
food.
You know?
And food. That's great.
And food, too.
We should also mention that tonight, and for a lot of the shows on this tour, Josh Cantor, who is the organist at Fenway Park for the Boston Red Sox, is joining us and will
that
be playing
so
with us
cool.
too. Yeah, so yeah. So he'll be at the show tonight and numerous others actually. And so that's a big plus having him, because he's as big of a baseball geek as anybody. That's for sure.
Now I want to tell people about how they can come tonight. It's HelsinkiHudson.com for more information. HelsinkiHudson.com. If you want to find out more, just go to that website. And it's the Baseball Project. Their new album is called Third, and they're going to be at Helsinki Hudson tonight at 8 p.m. and HelsinkiHudson.com for more information. We're going to close out. We're going to have you play us out with the final song will be
Hola America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Excellent. Thank you all very much for being with
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having
yeah,
a pleasure.
Thank you.
This is great.
Have you heard the stories that they wrote about days and nights in a leaky boat, washed ashore with splintered wood? The Coast Guard got me before Castro could. Cool my heels Bahamas way, while the Yankees worked out my papers and pay. A few months later, after many queries, I was pitching in the World Series. And they say it's quite a story, and I say I must agree. And they say, can you believe it? Man, you have no idea. Hola, America. Hola, America. Here's the thing, when you get in, it ain't the same for your wife and kin. And for all the money that you're pulling down, don't feel that good when they're not around. And they say it's never easy, and I say I must agree. And they say, does it get lonely? Man, you have no idea.